So my presentation is called Boilerplate Clauses in Wind Lease and Easement Agreements. So really, what is meant by boilerplate? I think all the attorneys in the room right now will automatically think venue, entire agreement can be executed in counterparts, but that's not what I'm here to discuss today. I'm going to provide examples of provisions that you will now see in wind leases and what landowners will expect to see. And so I was also asked to provide examples of these boilerplate provisions. Those are in the paper, and I'll show them today as well, but I won't read them to you. One, we don't have time, and I doubt you want to hear me read for 30 minutes. So as we all know, it is extremely costly to install a wind project, so often the developer will involve a lender to help finance the project. And so we know that there's multiple components of a wind project. So when the lender starts its due diligence process, it's going to be looking to see if the developer complied with the regulatory requirements, if the project's financially viable. But then it will also actually take a look at the lease and comb through it to make sure that its rights are protected under all the lease agreements that are part of the project. So first of all, the developer will want the express right to grant a mortgage on its leasehold interest and the improvements on the landowner's property. And so the lease will provide that the developer is able to do that. And here's an example of that. And it just provides the express right to lease its rights under the lease. Okay, so the lender will expect to see certain provisions in the lease, again, to protect its rights. And so one of those is the lender is going to want a notice of default.